USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of the president's jets today will fly what's being called Mission 41, bringing the body of the 41st President George H.W. Bush from Houston to Washington, D.C., where it will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda until Wednesday morning, when a funeral will be held.
He was a person that united, not divided. We could use a lot of that today.
That's Bush 41's longtime speechwriter, Kurt Smith, who says he thinks George H.W. Bush was the classiest president to ever live in the White House.
He was a person that brought people together. We could use a lot of that today. In his inaugural address in 1989, he said, "This is the era of the offered hand." And he had offered that hand to members of the Democratic Party.
Schools will be closed for repairs all this week in Anchorage, Alaska, after Friday's earthquake. And this is USA Radio News.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders ready in as little as 2 hours to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes 6 different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
The National Weather Service confirming 22 tornadoes left a trail of destruction in central Illinois on Saturday, uprooting trees and downing power lines. 3 people seriously injured, but nobody was killed. The French President Emmanuel Macron gets home from the G20 summit to have to handle continued violence in the streets of Paris. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Dozens of injuries and hundreds of arrests as thousands turned out to protest fuel taxes and the cost of living in France. The Arc de Triomphe suffered extensive damage in the violent clashes that raged all day and into the night between protesters and police. The Interior Minister said it was clear some had to demonstrate peacefully, but many others came only to cause violence.
Actor Ken Berry has passed away at the age of 85. The actor, singer, and dancer is best known for his work on the sitcoms F Troop, Mayberry RFD, and Mama's Family. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Gasoline prices falling to their lowest levels of the year. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
The national average is now at $2.43. That's down almost 10 cents a gallon. As the price of crude oil falls to about $51 a barrel, the price at the pump continues to fall. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about some of the prices around the country.
Some of the lowest prices in the country, $1.68 per gallon at a station in Denton, Texas, $1.74 a gallon at a station in St. Peters, Missouri, and $1.75 a gallon at a station in Mason, Michigan.
I'm John Clemens.
Marriott facing 2 new lawsuits after announcing last week that hackers stole personal and financial information of millions of customers. The hotel chain saying that the hack affected guests at the chain's Starwood-branded hotels over the course of 4 years. That would include Aloft, Westin, and Sheraton hotels. The lawsuits filed in Maryland and Oregon. The Oregon lawsuit seeking $12.5 billion. And the remains of about 100 people are being launched into space today. The trip is thanks to a Memorial satellite that's going to be on board a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket, which is actually launching dozens of small satellites into the Earth's orbit. This little satellite, about 4 square inches, and families can use an app to track it until it crashes back to Earth in about 4 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.